time. You better think I'll lose my mind, 'cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right. Welcome back to the show for another week. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show. I really enjoy doing this show and presenting music for you from Australia and locally here in Vancouver, where I broadcast the show. There's incredible music here all the time, everywhere, and also across Canada. And actually, today's interview is with a gentleman from Prince Edward Island, a singer-songwriter named Dennis Ellsworth. He's the first person I've ever interviewed here from that part of the country. So that's exciting. Dennis Ellsworth, we'll be phoning through to him pretty soon. The show is only 1 hour today. So let's get straight into the music. The older music I'm going to start with today is someone who's an absolute legend. And I love how with this show, I tend to... The music I play at the start of the show every week, it usually just comes to me, like some band will come back into my memory or an artist, and Rowland S. Howard just popped back into my mind. He is a bona fide music legend. He, of course, was the guitarist from Nick Cave's band, The Birthday Party, who've gone down in history as being incredibly influential in the post-punk world. They moved from Melbourne to Berlin, did a lot of, just made a great name for themselves with their incredibly intense music. And Rowland S. Howard's guitar work was a big part of that. So I wanted to play for you a few songs from a solo record of his Teenage Snuff Film. I think that's the solo album I'll play you some songs from. But first up, I wanted to play you the official trailer for the documentary called Autoluminescence. There's a documentary all about Rowland S. Howard and how incredible he was. He died tragically at age 50 from liver cancer. But he's held in such high regard that a very good quality documentary was made about him. So let's play for you that clip from it now, the trailer. You'll hear some pretty well-known names speaking of him, like Henry Rollins, I think the guy from Jesus Mary Chain, Bobby Gillespie from Primal Scream, Thurston Moore. So let's play that for you now. This is the film clip, the trailer for Autoluminescence, the documentary on Rowland S. Howard.
I'm not gonna say scary, but you know what?
I've never seen anything like it before in my life.
When we first heard that, it sounded like it came from outer space.
He sounded totally unique. I had no idea where he was coming from.
There are just every few years the sound from a guitar from someone who is channeling something that is so bone-chilling, so blood-healing, something that twists your molecular structure.
The songwriting was just beautiful.
Heart not only bleeding, but kind of stabbed in several places and bleeding horribly.
There was a hush when they showed up somewhere. I mean, they were really big. They were the biggest thing in Berlin.
It was extraordinary, really. As soon as he played two notes, he knew it was Rowland Howard.
His power was sexual.
When I just threw a knife and it stuck in the wall next to his head, Rowland just smiled.
He started going in a different direction lyrically.
It's very barbaric. That's what animals do. They're just in the present and they have no future and they don't really care about the past.
It was a shock, you know, it was a real shock.
It was bad.
Molly just couldn't understand what he'd done.
If you're going to make something that is so magical, that is so unique, you're going to pay the price. It's a devil's bargain.
I don't need religion. I want this.
You know you probably heard her. It was the sound of murder.
So there you have it. That's the trailer for the film Autoluminescence, all about Rowlandus Howard, the legendary guitarist from Melbourne, who first made his name as the sideman for Nick Cave in The Birthday Party. But he did have he came to renown with some really powerful solo albums too, and I want to play for you at least a couple of tracks from the Teenage Snuff Film record. This first song, Dead Radio, was just a killer. He had a very dark personal vision that came through in his songs, and it's a very beautiful darkness. So let's get into this song, Dead Radio by Rowland S. Howard.
keep my own counsel. I'd like to spit it out, but I won't speak with my mouth full. I blew in last night, I'm the host from the coast. When the lighting is bad, I'm the man with the most. And you left me to choke on the heart of this hole. Smiling through your tears and your Tetris side word overdose.
Black into the ether.
exist. I wore the taste of sin. With every lie I did you in, now a siren slowly spins. It'll never last. I backed away from the stars because the light cut my skin. Like shards of glass and the Kodak sting. I'm far too late, I'm far too thin. I've lost it all, that's everything. I don't feel a thing. You know you probably heard her. It was the sound of murder. This is the sound of murder.
Our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
All right, so there we have the incredible sounds, very passionate sounds of Rowland S. Howard, the late Rowland S. Howard, who was the guitarist for Nick Cave's band, The Birthday Party, and then he went on to have an impressive solo career in his own right. And yeah, he just popped back into my head for some reason the last couple of days, so I wanted to honor him. Those were two songs from the album called Teenage Snuff Party, Snuff Film, Teenage Snuff Film. Okay, so now it's time to play a track from Dennis Ellsworth. He is a Prince Edward Island-based singer-songwriter, and he will be speaking with us very soon down the line.
Turning back to where I used to be, from where I tried, in the dark with its ghosts and its full moon shine. Down on me, trampled in the sky, falling on the sea. Down on me. I think I see that light from behind the door, coming in through the cracks. And here I am, afraid of what's in store, wasted and thinking the past is coming down on me. Trampled in the sky, falling on the sea.
On tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. This is a show where we interview quite often artists when we can on the phone, and we have Canadian artist right now named Dennis Ellsworth. Hello, Dennis.
How are you doing?
Very good. You're live on CITR Radio. We just played a song of yours. I think, well, it's the first time I've played your music here on the show. Well, actually, I should say no, we did play one song last week, but this song was called Full Moon Blues. Maybe we should just ask you straight away, what comes to mind when you think of that song, and what that was about for you when you wrote it?
That song is kind of it's very self-reflective type song. Kind of in between tours, I was hanging out at home in Prince Edward Island, and I was contemplating the road and just how, you know, sometimes it can really beat you up if you don't treat yourself well. And that kind of that song just kind of came out and made me question a few things about how I am on the road, and it's been helpful.
Thank you. And you are on the road as we speak because you are playing in Vancouver tomorrow night at Skinny Fat Jack's, a lovely little venue for roots music. And yeah, you did mention Prince Edward Island. I dare say you're the first artist from Prince Edward Island that I've played here on the show. What can you tell the listeners about Prince Edward Island and your life there? And keep in mind, there's some Australian listeners who don't have a clue what we're talking about.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of artists from Prince Edward Island touring in Australia these days.
Oh.
And yeah, and actually, I just had a message the other day from somebody talking about 2017 and having me over there for the Woodford Festival. So there's, you know, the connection is not that far away. But as far as Prince Edward Island goes, you know, that's where I'm from. That's where I was born. I moved away a couple times in my life, and I've always gone home. I just find it very peaceful, and, you know, it's a really slow pace. People are great, very friendly. Music is great there, too. We've got a really rich musical heritage. You know, it's Irish, Celtic. We got some Scottish. We have Acadian music. Just it's everywhere. So it's just a great place to come from, and it's a great place to go home to.
You were born and bred there, but you spent some time in Edmonton, and that's where you sort of there was the roots of your songwriting beginning.
It's kind of where I started, yeah. I mean, I bought a four-track at Mother's Music in Edmonton and started tinkering with that. And I had been in bands before. I was always the lead singer in the band, and I was always responsible for the lyrics. But I had never been responsible for actually writing the music and the lyrics and coming up with, you know, the structure and all that stuff. So that's where I started to lay the groundwork for what I'm up to now. I mean, that was in 1997, so we're getting close to 20 years, so it's been quite a journey since then. I've lived in Toronto as well, and you know, I learn everywhere I go. I learn a few things about the craft, and I just keep on learning. You know, I'm like a sponge.
Yeah, that's the best attitude to have, and sounds like the hard work has paid off. You've had some songwriting awards, I believe, CBC Searchlight contest top 10 as well. So, yeah, a lot of hard work and touring. Have you spent much time out here in BC?
Well, I've been here for a week now, but I haven't been out to BC in a long time. And, you know, as I'm touring through these parts, I started in Manitoba, just outside Winnipeg, and I've worked my way all the way across I've been to Victoria already, and now I'm in Salmon Arm, heading back to Vancouver tomorrow. So, I mean, I've spent a lot of time seeing this place and driving around and playing for the people, and it's been really great. And I can guarantee you that it won't be as long to get myself back out here as it was between visits this time and last time. So it's really great market out here. I love the mountains.
Yeah. Well, it's great, and it's great you've had a chance to play two shows. How was the show last week at the Wise Hall?
That was really cool, actually. That was something that just kind of got offered to me at the last minute, and I was quick to take it because I was doing it with my buddy Leroy. Leroy Stagger and his band were asked to do this show with a guy named Ben Rogers. Because I was coming through and it just made sense, I got, you know, do you want to do this? And I said, sure, why not? So it was really great. It was a great night of music and just nice to see live local music alive and well.
Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Yeah. And folks have a chance, if they didn't catch you last week, Skinny Fat Jack's, which is a venue I haven't been to yet, but I've heard good things. Great place for acoustic music. And yeah, for folks who do come down tomorrow night, what can they expect? How can you do, is it, yeah, sometimes it's hard to describe one's sound or what one's philosophy with the music, but what can people expect if they come to see you?
Well, really what it is these days for me when I'm on the road is the bare bones version of the record. You know, I play the songs, I give you a little background on where it's coming from. And, you know, a lot of times you go and see somebody play and they just play a tune and they don't tell you anything about it. And in their mind, they think it's for you to interpret. But I kind of like to at least give you a push in the right direction. Or give you some sort of insight into where it came from through me. So that'll happen. There'll be some laughing. There'll be some, you know, I try to make it as beautiful as I can.
Well, that's wonderful. And, well, on that note, then, maybe we'll leave the listeners with one more song, and maybe you can tell us a bit about this one. Hazy Sunshine I have queued up.
Okay.
Yeah, is there anything you can tell us about the inspiration behind that?
Sure, yeah. I mean, that song is on the album Hazy Sunshine that came out in 2013, and that song for me actually it goes all the way back to Edmonton, where I was in Edmonton living. I went outside one evening and I looked up into the sky and the Northern Lights were dancing, and it was the very first time in my life that I'd ever seen the Northern Lights. And ever since that moment, I've tried to capture that feeling in a song. And having moved back to Prince Edward Island all those years later, when the sun comes up in Prince Edward Island and it's coming over the water, and the transition between night and day, the crazy things that happen in the sky, all the things that you probably don't even really think about that deeply. I just tried to connect it all into a song about the cycles of us living on this planet in some kind of way. And it's very poetic. It's a very poetic song.
Well, thank you. I'm really looking forward to playing it right now for the listeners. We've been speaking with Dennis Ellsworth. He's from Prince Edward Island on tour out in BC. And where can folks find you online? DennisEllsworth.com.
That's right.
Yeah. ELLSWRTH. And I should mention too, latest recording, because this is a 2013 song, but what is your latest release?
My brand new album came out on September 11th. It's called Romantic As It Gets.
Right. Yes. We played that song. We played that song last week, Romantic As It Gets. Right now we just heard about Hazy Sunshine, but so we're going to play it right now. Thank you, Dennis. And hope folks can get down to Skinny Fat Jacks tomorrow night in Vancouver to see Dennis perform.
Yeah, man. Thanks very much.
No problem
really
at all.
Appreciate it.
Let's play this song now, Hazy Sunshine from Dennis Ellsworth. Thanks, Dennis.
That's all about, man. Thanks so much.
No problem. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye.
First night on my own, in a heartache in my head. Time to start again. Always been the first to run, don't know what I'm running from, but I'd give you all the answers if I had them. Sad like me. How was I supposed to know? And I'm lost in time, ain't nowhere to be. I'm looking for anything. Looking for anything. I pulled away when you needed me the most. Now I'm living with the ghosts of love. And if I could make it right, I'd steal your pain away and shine a loving light on your darkest day. I didn't know you were sad like me.
supposed to know. I'm lost in time, ain't nowhere to be. I'm looking for anything. 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 Looking for anything.
First Discorder magazine, go to sea with Francesca Belcourt.
I've been alone for a while now.
Also featuring articles on TV Ugly, Other Jesus, DWAC Zine, Mesa Luna, Vivo, New Editions, and Jessica McQueen. Discorder is available around town at Vancouver venues, record stores, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Victory Square, Accordion Noir, Union Events, Neptune, Viv, Fringe, Recruit in Canada, The Rio, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Project Space, Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association, Live Van, and AMS Events.
This is how I will remember.
Okay, thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. We have a blog, AustrandedRadio.com, and we're on Twitter at Austranded. And that interview with Dennis Ellsworth will be up there on the blog pretty soon. Yes, so that's who we spoke to. And we just heard two more tracks from him right there. Very good quality Canadian songwriter. Dennis Ellsworth hails from Prince Edward Island. And he has a new album out called Romantic As It Gets. That track was called Ghosts of Love from the record. And Dennis Ellsworth is playing in Vancouver as Skinny Fat Jacks on tomorrow night, Saturday, if you're keen. And check out his website, DennisEllsworth.com, for his other tour dates. He's definitely, as I heard there on the interview, he's very happy to be out here. So, as I said, the blog, AustrandedRadio.com, we have lots of archived interviews there. And we're on Twitter, at Austranded. And let's get into more Canadian music. This is a song we played a couple of weeks back from Joe Past. Awesome song called Monkey Mind. Joe, it hails from Vancouver, but he moved out to Montreal recently. He was from the band Spring, that fantastic psychedelic, highly technical band. They are no more, but Joe has released some tracks himself. Joe Past, P-A-S-S-E-D, is what he calls himself. This track is called Monkey Mind, and it's a real blinder. You're on Stranded.
Just want to
pockets at the end.
Yeah, you guys were always the cool radio station with the, like, fun magazine and everything.
That's
the
right, Discorder.
The wishes we had, yeah. We always wanted a magazine like that back in the day.
Yeah.
My campus radio roots go deep.
We just actually reformatted the Discorder, so it's now in this new cool zine size, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah, that was always the cool thing when it came into the station. We're always like, oh man, this is so cool. How do we get this going? And it's really cool that it's all, like, we've been sponsored and everything.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's really fun. This is Basha Bilat, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, thanks for listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Canadian music for you right now. We had their Tough Age from Vancouver with Snakes and Ladders, track two from I Get the Feeling Central, their new album on Mint. And before that was Joe Past from Montreal, formerly of Vancouver. And I just love that song, Monkey Mind. Joe is an incredibly gifted musician, and there's going to be a lot to come from him. So I believe our show is short today, due to some, sports broadcasting. I don't see anyone yet, but, that's meant to be what's happening. In 5 minutes, I'm off. So I wanted to play for you at least one song from Buffy St. Marie, the legendary First Nations artist who has just been awarded, top prize with the Polaris Music Prize, and much deserved. She, where does one begin talking about the influence of this woman? I'll read out a bit from her liner notes. The album is called Power in the Blood. And she says, I've been traveling around the world for a long time, finding songs in my head like snapshots of how I feel about what I see and the people I meet. I've had the blues now and then, but I've had all the other colors too. What's remained consistent is my conclusion, which has always inspired my songs, that life is precious, diverse, and worth protecting. Choice words from Buffy St. Marie. Let's play a track from her record, Power in the Blood. She's a powerhouse in music, continues to be after many years. And let's cue it up. And I guess I'll say bye for now if we have this sports broadcast on. If not, I'll be back in 5 minutes for some more music. But here we go, Buffy St. Marie.
Cause it's my own. I got my own seeds, I got my own weeds, I got my own harvest that I've sown. Now I can tell you things I've done, and I can sing you songs I've sung. But there's one thing I can't give, I and I alone can live. The years I've known and the life I've grown, I got a way I'm going, and it's my way. I get my own stakes in my own game, I get my own name, and it's my way. I got my own wrong, I got my own right, I got my own fight, and it's my way. I got my own peace, I got my own wrath, I got my own path that only I can go. I got my own sword in my own hand, I got my own plan that only I can know. Sighing, don't be crying, your day will come, your day alone. Years you'll know, and a life you'll grow. You got a way to go, and it's all.
stepped up, 103-yard touchdown return, and somewhere in the neighborhood of 220 all-purpose yards.
Yeah.
And you got to love that kind of depth on a football team.
Yeah, I was mentioning before the game, it's like 2 years running now where Alex Morrison was an electric kick returner 3 years ago. Then last year they tried to avoid him by kicking it to Marcus Davis, and he burned teams. And then this year Pinto's doing the same, and we'll see who ends up returning them in this contest. But to start things off, it's going to be the Huskies taking the opening kickoff as the T-Birds in their sharp new blue jerseys with the gold trim, a very simple design, looking very sharp on this Friday evening against the Huskies in their classic green and white, white tops and the green shorts.
It's always great to start the game with Van Gilswick, a solid
yes.
kicker, and usually gets him off to a good start.
Former All-Canadian looks to give it a boot with his big right leg. It heads down, pretty short kick just out to the 20, but it's going to cause a fumble here, and Saskatchewan is just going to have to fall on it. Bit of a tricky kick there for Van Gilswick. Turned out in T-Bird's favor was Lance Bashutsky, who couldn't get a hold of that one, so Huskies will be starting from their 20-yard line.
Yeah, a little bit of nerves to start the game. Looks shaky coming up on the ball, and he's lucky he got back on top of that.
Bashutsky come into this contest, 11 kick returns for 337 yards, an average of just over 30, but he'll get about zero on that one. So Burko's got a pretty long field to start with here as he's heading from left to right on the right hash from just along the 22. He steps that pass on first down. He's swinging out to the right side. It's going to be caught, and just a couple extra yards there. I believe that was Mitch Hillis on the reception. He's one of the top receivers for this Saskatchewan team. We'll be calling his name a bunch. Part of the Hillis family, who's been part of this Saskatchewan team for many years and has burned the T-Birds secondary.
Yeah, if you've followed the Huskies at all, you've been calling the Hillis name for a few decades, it seems like.
Averaging 116 yards per game so far this season. He gets a pickup there about 15 on first down. Handed off on first down here again. Is diving straight forward. There was Chow. We got a couple of yards there. So it was Jarvis James actually on the carry. Got a couple. Eventually brought down by Boyd Richardson.
Yeah, Boyd Richardson. And definitely a name we've started to call out a little bit more, but nice to see that good, strong play off the